USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is dismissing a whistleblower complaint as partisan and ridiculous.
Always appropriate, at the highest level, always appropriate. And anything I do, I fight for this country. I fight so strongly for this country. It's just another political hack job.
The president speaking at the White House to reporters while welcoming the Prime Minister of Australia to the White House. The president continues.
The press has had a very bad week with Justice Kavanaugh and all of those ridiculous charges and all of the mistakes made at the New York Times and other places. You've had a very bad week, and this will be better than all of them.
And contract negotiations between General Motors and the UAW are expected to continue through the weekend and possibly beyond. According to the UAW vice president, some progress has been made, but other big issues remain unresolved. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Listen up if you have an Apple iPhone or have a friend who does. Apple's new iOS system for the iPhone that's out this week can expose contact details stored without a passcode or biometric identification. Apple has known about the security flaw since July, and if a hacker were to have possession of your phone, they could easily get past the standard security features. According to a new study, there are three airlines that have safe, clean water. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Researchers at the City University of New York found only Alaska Airlines, Allegiant Air, and Hawaiian Airlines have water that meets federal aircraft water quality standards. The study focusing on water that was used to make coffee and tea and in bathroom sinks. The study authors recommend if you're not on one of those three airlines, drink only sealed bottled water, avoid airline coffee and tea, and use hand sanitizer rather than washing your hands in the plane's bathroom.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Iran's foreign minister has warned of an all-out war if nations choose to target Iran amid unconfirmed reports that they were behind an attack on a Saudi oil field. President Trump touting the military's might if a war with the Islamic Republic were to break out.
We are by far the strongest military in the world. Going into Iran would be a very easy decision, as I said before. It'd be very easy, the easiest thing. Most people thought I would go in within 2 seconds, but plenty of time.
The president is confident in his decision to increase economic sanctions.
These are the strongest sanctions ever put on a country. We are at a level of sanction that is far greater than ever before with respect to Iran. Today we did central bank, as you know, and we'll see.
The governor of Alabama reveals she has lung cancer. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has more on the story.
To Alabama now, where the Republican governor of the state, Kay Ivey, reveals she has lung cancer.
My team of doctors have assured me this treatment has a very high rate of success and will have a minimal impact on my schedule. Tomorrow morning, I will travel to UAB for an outpatient procedure, which will allow me to soon begin a series of specialized radiation treatments.
Governor Ivey turns 75 next month.
Thank you, Robin. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.